basic membership at some NPR stations.
$40.
The information and entertainment you get from listening to this program every day.
Priceless.
Few recent ad campaigns have penetrated the culture, as has the priceless spots from MasterCard. But Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, thinks the ads are finally too much.
MasterCard's priceless campaign has now endured through 9 years and 160-odd commercials. You know the ones. The announcer runs through a list of things you can buy with your credit card, and then names one more related concept that he declares priceless. Now, at last, the spots have reached their inevitable endpoint. MasterCard has reduced the whole campaign to an empty template.
Blank. $9.
We see a man in an open green field, sitting at a desk with an old-fashioned typewriter.
Blank. $60.
Then a woman on a motorcycle rides into view.
Blank. $110.
Eventually, the man hops on the back of the bike and they zoom away down an empty road together, smiling.
Blank. Priceless.
This new ad, which debuted during the Academy Awards telecast, invites you to visit a website where you can fill in the blanks on your own. You can have a go at this motorcycle spot, or instead try your hand at a second unfinished ad showing a man who receives a letter and then jumps off a sailboat.
Blank. $52.
You have until May 28th to enter, and one winning entry will be broadcast later this year. These now familiar priceless ads obviously lend themselves to a contest like this. With those three setup beats and a punchline you can see coming for miles, the campaign is a classic bit of joke scaffolding, akin to the old priest-pastor-rabbi formula. But MasterCard's a little late to the party. Pranksters have been repurposing the priceless shtick for years now. Fake priceless ads still abound on the internet, most of them featuring mildly raunchy photos and a kicker along the lines of, "Picking your nose on national television. Priceless." The gag is played out at this point. Of course, MasterCard hopes to draw less on this proud tradition than on, I would guess, the popularity of the New Yorker's cartoon caption contest, a similar ploy designed to forge an interactive relationship with an audience. MasterCard's goal here is to drive traffic to its new website, priceless.com. In that respect, I think the ad's a success. As for the priceless.com site itself, it features credit card offers and a sort of web magazine about food, clothes, music, and travel. But why should we trust MasterCard's tips on Rome vacations or music festivals or restaurants in Colorado? I give the new Priceless ads a B+. A fun contest, but this really does signal the end of the Priceless campaign's natural lifespan. There's nothing left to do. It was great while it lasted, but I hope they'll move on before the conceit gets horribly stale. By the way, the contest site allows you to enter your own text in the blanks and will then plug those words into a new rough cut of the ad. That offers juvenile, profane possibilities, of course. But I also noticed that the motorcycle ad was directed by Stephen Gagan of Traffic and Syriana fame. So I'm imagining a sort of left-leaning, wide-sweeping social statement. Mind-blowing realization that our daily lives both intertwine with and enable a shadow world built on oil, illicit drugs, and clandestine diplomacy by violence?
Priceless.
We'll see if that one wins.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the Ad Report Card column for the online magazine Slate.